no panic zone. I am Steve Gerber. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless, defending America, telling you the truth, no matter if you get your feelings hurt or not, left or right, down the middle, buckle up. It's go time. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Olympic viewership is score. Bombing. Half turn on. Athletes disrespecting the American flag to poor performances and the shock exit of Simone Biles. NBC losing piles on this deal. Number two, a deal has been reached between some Senate Republicans and Democrats to spend another $1.2 trillion. The mess supposed to pay for infrastructure, but what is that anymore? And number one, you've heard about long-haul COVID. But some are now speculating, maybe it's just me, that Joe Biden has long-haul dementia. After he claims at a Mack truck plant in Pennsylvania that he used to drive an 18-wheeler. That's right. With zero proof of any kind and zero credibility, President Biden caught on tape claiming to be a former over-the-road truck driver, raising more concerns about his cognitive ability and who might actually be in charge of the nuclear football, because it seems the president has fumbled all connections to reality. Listen here to the claim that he made.
And anyway,
and if we don't
drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I got to.
Yeah. What? Joe Biden just claimed he drove an 18-wheeler. There's exactly zero proof. There's no proof that he did that at all. Listen to it again. I want you to play that one more time. It's important because I want you to hear that Joe Biden says he drove an 18-wheeler. Listen.
And anyway.
And if we don't
drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I got to.
When would he have done that, by the way? He's been a politician for 48 years. He's been a politician forever. Before that, he was in college and doing some other things. Let me just jump to it. Joe is reminiscing about a job he never actually had, romanticizing about other fantastical bouts of full-blown fantasy adventures beyond the looking glass, and it's not like the dream of having the Keep On Truckin' logo tattooed on his forearm was the only misstep during his stop at that Mack truck plant in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Can you see the Keep On Truckin' tattoo on him right there? He had some other cognitive challenges there as well. Take this one, for example. It's bite number two, President Biden in Pennsylvania, dropping the ball. He doesn't seem to get it. He makes this entirely too easy for all of us. Listen.
Back in 2009, during the so-called Great Recession, the president asked me to be in charge of managing that piece, then President Trump. Excuse me, Freudian slip. That was the last president. He caused, anyway, that was President Obama when I was vice president.
It is truly unnerving to watch this guy speak in public. But sadly, the president's ever-widening gap from reality might be the good news today. In fact, with the Delta variant triggering new mask mandates from the CDC and demands of mandatory vaccines for federal workers, some people are really starting to panic in real time, like business analyst Jim Cramer on CNBC. I previewed this for you in the last hour, but here's Jim Cramer predicting disaster for the market and the country if we have a massive surge of COVID-19 cases, which he says could reach 100 million. Listen.
Kevin Johnson's been talking about the great reopening, human connection. Well, what happens if it's the great reclose? I mean, in order to be able to get to herd immunity in this country, we're going to have 100 million people get COVID. Now, they won't. We know that doesn't necessarily lead to deaths, at least hospitalization. But with the way that this Delta variant goes, 100 million could be very quickly. I wouldn't be surprised if we got 100 million people sick in 9 weeks.
And yet, that might not be the worst news the White House has to endure in this raging news cycle. No, in fact, that might all be considered good news compared to the bombshells dropped by at least two federal whistleblowers on the condition of illegal aliens flooding across the border, even as we speak right now, infected with COVID, that are not being tested, not being quarantined. No, instead they're dumped on planes, trains, and automobiles and shipped all over this country. The whistleblowers say they were told to keep the explosion of COVID under wraps at Fort Bliss, where they say hundreds, maybe thousands, were infected with COVID. Congressman Chip Roy knew exactly what was going on even before the whistleblowers became known. Congressman Chip Roy hammering Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats for playing games with COVID. while allowing illegal aliens sick with the virus to flood over the border into the country, even without testing any of them. Let's go to bite number 9 with Congressman Chip Roy explaining exactly the dangers that we are facing. Listen.
We have a crisis at our border, and we're playing footsie with mask mandates in the people's house. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what this body is doing, the people's house. It's an embarrassment. It's a mockery. And the American people are fed up. They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks, to be put in the corner, to have mental health issues. And we're running around here, and the speaker comes down here at 10 o'clock in the morning saying, we got to wear masks in the people's house while we've got thousands of people pouring across our border, and Democrats don't do a darn thing about it, heavily infected with COVID.
Heavily infected with COVID. Let me give you more on the whistleblowers. This is something you need to know. Two federal whistleblowers alleging that the Department of Health and Human Services instructed them to downplay a coronavirus outbreak amongst migrant children, that's illegal aliens, being housed at a facility at Fort Bliss, Texas earlier this year, according to a complaint filed on Wednesday. The complaint sent to four congressional committees and government watchdogs filed by the Nonprofit Government Accountability Project on behalf of Arthur Perlstein and Laura Reinhold, who they say are career federal civil servants and whistleblowers who served as volunteer detailees at the Fort Bliss Emergency Intake Site from April through June 2021. We're being lied to. We're being shaded from the truth. COVID was widespread among children and eventually spread to many employees. Hundreds of kids contracted COVID in the overcrowded conditions, the complaint says. Adequate masks were not consistently provided to children, nor was their use consistently enforced. Nobody cared. The complaint added that, quote, regularly when detailees reached the end of their term, a sheet was passed around with detailed instructions from Health and Human Services Public Affairs Office on how, when asked, to make everything sound positive about the Fort Bliss experience and to play down anything negative, especially those pesky COVID infestations. The complaint also reads every effort was made to downplay the degree of COVID infection at the site, and the size of the outbreak was deliberately kept under wraps. At a town hall meeting with detailees, a senior U.S. Public Health Service manager was asked and refused to say how many were infected because if that graph of infections is going to the Washington Post every day, it's the only thing we'll be dealing with, and politics will take over, perception will take over, and we're about reality, not perception. Then why are you hiding the truth? Why are you hiding the truth about how many kids are sick with COVID that we're flooding into this country, shipping them to every state, and then saying, it's the unvaccinated people, it's their fault? If you're shipping infected people, planes, trains, automobiles, all over this country, the fact of the matter is, this problem lies at the feet solely of the Biden administration and its mishandling of the southern border. The border crisis is not just an invasion of people coming in illegally, unchecked, untethered, and unleashed on our country. It is now unleashing COVID infections on our country as well. Whistleblowers, will they get the service and the treatment they deserve? I certainly hope they do. You, as an American taxpayer, deserve to know what the truth is. And God willing, we'll have it. You'll have it here, I can tell you that, if we get it on the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.